This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Texas grand jury has indicted David DeLaden, the producer of investigative videos, for tampering with some kind of federal document and for agreeing in those videos to buy abortion specimens. The Houston grand jury won't say what the documents were and relieved Planned Parenthood of any wrongdoing in being in the business of selling abortion specimens. The district attorney's staff connected with the grand jury includes a board member of Planned Parenthood. Hillary Clinton spent the 43rd anniversary of Roe v. Wade calling for free abortions at a NARAL campaign event in New Hampshire. She repeated her claim that no campaign issue is more important than abortion. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. After announcing that she was the new president of the board of Oregon Right to Life, Harmony Dawes has been fired from her day job. Despite being able to very agreeably manage a very diverse workforce and build a thriving business, her new association with the pro-life group was all it took to be fired for discrimination. Dawes says her old boss's actions were illegal, but will now simply compete with her own Portland-area home cleaning business. Harmony Dawes should be kept pretty busy. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.